everybody. Welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and this is Organis, or Oggy as I like to call him. Now, Oggy has been doing what he likes to do most, staying up all night watching strange films with old men in them. This wasn't the exact type of strange film with old men in them that Oggy usually likes to watch, but he was watching the debate, getting the data together, the numbers, and this has been the big event, the big political event of the year so far, maybe. Now, of course, a lot of preparation, a lot of memes, a lot of discussion on the internet, a lot of popcorn sold. And I think we should have a look at that. Check this one. Oggy, run this. This is what it looked like on the internet about what people thought was happening backstage in Joe's house.
Joe, last one. We've been here for a week. You got this. All right, number one, the deuce, convicted felon. Say Trump's a convicted felon. Over.
Every
over.
Answer. All of them.
Felon.
All
right. Russia, bad. Russia's real bad.
Real bad.
Putin,
yeah,
all right. Yeah. Ukraine, good. Zelensky, more.
This is like a briefing session for the Moscow Mule show. Well, of course. In reality, when the debate got started, I got a bit worried, and Oggy was very freaked out as well, because, you know, we like to focus on old Sleepy Joe. But Sleepy Joe seemed to be quite focused. Well, that was for the first 10 minutes. And then, as sure as there's shit in a goose, Joe made a balls of it. Run the video, Oggy.
Making sure that we continue to succumb to our healthcare system. Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything.
Yeah, it's gone. It's over.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump.
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Oh, it was a classic. Now, what's interesting if you watch is Trump's been waiting there like a shark in the water, you know, circling the old crippled swimmer there, waiting for his moment. But as soon as Sleepy Joe makes the first up, you see that light arriving in Big Don's eyes. Really cool.
Excuse me, with dealing with everything we have.
Boom! There it is. Look, the blood in the water. The shark attack is coming. Here we go. And of course, as Big Don noticed, after Joe fell once, he kept falling flat on his face again and again. And rather than go through them all individually, because there's actually too many to go through, Oggy's put together a nice little smorgasbord of Joe's screw-ups through the night. Run it there, Oggy.
The total initiative. We saved Israel.
We saved Israel. How did you do that?
We found housing for black. And
this is just unbelievable.
Segregation that exists among these corporate operations that collude the elements of cause of pollution. He wants to get away with it. You get rid of.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence.
I really don't know what he said. And you know what's really interesting is the way Trump is trying to be magnanimous. Look, Trump is loving this Look, he's loving it. He's making a complete balls of this. But he's trying to be magnanimous. Look, I'm not gonna take him down. I'm not gonna, you know, slag him off too. But I'm gonna put the boot into this old dude. But he had, I've no idea what he said at the end there. I don't think he actually does either. He's just an old guy. Beautiful. Well, of course, Sleepy Joe did start to stutter, stumble, fall flat on his face, and that was a theme right through the debate. He didn't actually die. I mean, a lot of people thought he might actually expire on stage and Kamala would come on and try to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But he didn't. He didn't fall over. He stood there for quite some time. He's an old dude. So it wasn't that bad. But that got people really talking about, you know, what about the drugs? How pumped up was he on the drugs? And why was his voice so raspy, Oggy? You think it was because they were shouting at him so much in the rehearsals? They locked him up in Camp David in some basement, like the dudes with the injections. But what exactly did he take to keep himself standing up there? There is rumors that in a 10-mile radius of the White House, all the pharmacies were bought out of every kind of stimulant, Adderall, Ritalin, probably a bit of crack from the streets. Plenty of that in Washington. You know, plenty. So maybe there's some truth to these rumors that he was stoned out of his head or zapped out of his head. He was on the uppers, not the downers. Because when it came to the numbers, Joe had some serious problems. Run the video. Let's see how Joe does on the old numero.
We have 1,000 trillionaires in America.
1,000 trillionaires.
Billionaires in America.
Billion?
They've raised $500 million. Billion dollars, I should say. 400,000 people. I mean, 40 million.
He just
people.
Can't get the numbers right. He just cannot f-ing do it. And of course, you would imagine Joe was right about one thing. Plenty of billionaires in the United States, but the richest politician in the old US of A ain't no Republican. And it ain't the Big Don. It's a guy called Mr. Pritzker, and he's a Democrat, and he happens to own the Hyatt Hotel Empire. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Democrats. So while you might have expected a trailblazing political event, a grandmaster chess game of the great political minds of our time, instead you just got two old dudes basically arguing in the queue for their lunch at a nursing home. Run the video, Augie.
Coming together on this issue, it's been a great thing.
It's been a good.
Thank you. President Biden?
It's been a terrible thing.
Terrible thing! So in this kind of strange grumpy old man event, Biden was kind of like, the husband. And, the husband thinks everything's fine. Don't worry about it. We don't need to paint the house. You don't need to mow the lawn. Everything's fine. And old Joe believes that everything is just absolutely sweet in the old USA. Run the video, Augie.
With the United States of America.
United States
of America. Nothing beyond our capacity.
This is
the finest military in the history of the world. The finest in the history of the world.
History of the world?
No one thinks we're weak.
Of course, while Sleepy Joe thinks all is rosy in the garden, well, he would do, considering he's f***ed up thing completely. On the other hand, Big Don is more like the wife. As the husband comes home from the bar, covered in pizza sauce and beer, full of beer, the wife has a different view of the world. Get out and mow the lawn. Why don't you goddamn paint this place, you useless piece of shit? Run the video, Augie.
Throughout the entire world, we're no longer respected as a country.
Nobody loves us anymore. It's God, we're doomed.
United States anymore. We're like a third world nation. We're no longer respected.
Look what you've done to this marriage. Look what you've done to me.
They want.
Even my own mother won't visit us.
We're very stupid people.
And as the old boys go at it and people kind of tune out, it's very actually difficult to find out what people abroad actually think of America. But the US-based polling group Pew Research, they actually have discovered that most people around the world now think that America is not a good example of a democracy. And of course, these two old dudes, it wasn't just Sleepy Joe that was talking utter bullshit at times. Guess what? Donald Trump actually believes that you can have something called a postnatal abortion in the USA. That basically means you can kill your kid after it's born. That's kind of like the Sparta kind of vibe, isn't it, right? The weakest boy over the cliff. We've checked, it isn't actually legal or allowed, and so you cannot kill your three-year-old when they're having a f***ing tantrum in the sweet shop. Run the video, Augie.
The problem they have is they're radical, because they will take the life of a child in the eighth month, the ninth month, and even after birth. After birth, if you look at the former governor of Virginia.
This is an abortion.
He said,
but the kid has actually been born. That's called murder.
What we do with the baby, meaning we'll kill the baby. Take the life of the baby in the ninth month and even after birth, because some states, Democrat run, take it after birth.
And he isn't just sort of thinking, now how do I reverse out of this? I'm after saying that you can have an abortion after the child is born. So he decides, no, I'll just double down. I'll say it again. This is it. Welcome to the USA. Boom. And of course, while Father Don dismisses and dispenses morality about abortion from the podium, good old Sleepy Joe also let us in on a bit of a secret. I decided to run. I decided to run because I saw the Nazis coming over the hill. Nazis, I have to stop the Nazis in Charlottesville. I have to stop them. On the video, Augie.
So I saw what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. People coming out of the woods carrying swastikas.
People coming out of the woods? Nobody came out of the woods. What the? He came out of the woods. What is he talking about? The woods? This is like the post partum baby abortions. This is insane. Who came out of the woods in Charlottesville with the Nazis and the swastikas? Oh, God.
This is a guy who says Hitler's done some good things.
What?
I don't know what they are.
Christ. Well, look, guess what, Joe? What about these dudes in Ukraine? They're called the Azov Battalion. And you just decided that they're not mass murdering f***ing freak Nazis. And you just decided to give them tons of weapons. Yeah, Slava f***ing hypocrisy, Joe. So, of course, the debate had to move towards foreign climes, what's going on in the world, the show in Ukraine. And actually, the Big Don did give a pretty good assessment, a description of the narco-fuhrer, the dictator Zelensky. Run the video, Augie.
He's given $200 billion now or more. Yep. to Ukraine. He's given $200 billion. That's a lot of money. I don't think there's ever been anything like it.
Not if you're printing it.
Zelensky comes to this country, walks away with $60 billion. He's the greatest salesman ever.
And it is. He's true. He's a salesman. And guess what? There's absolutely no evidence that the money that's going to Ukraine is getting skimmed off the top. Nobody's gone to Monaco, for example, and decided to video the car park at the Grand Casino Royale Hotel and find tons of luxury cars with Ukrainian number plates. That just hasn't happened, has it, Augie?
And we're not going to play that video now.
This is another cheap fake. It's more bullshit. Check this out. The Monaco battalion are raking it in. And guess what? A report says that the registration of luxury vehicles, I mean, these are vehicles worth over 100K each, has completely collapsed during the war because everyone sold everything to move to Europe to put it into the war effort, right? No, it's nearly fucking doubled. And of course, it wasn't long before the two old boys got stuck into each other over who supports Israel most. Who loves them most? I love Israel more than you. I get them more money. In truth, they've given Israel probably over $250 billion throughout its existence since 1947, since they stole the Palestinian land in the Nakba. But it also drifted into something quite bizarre from old Uncle Sleepy Joe. And he started to talk about the realities of U.S. troop occupation in Syria by saying that the Iranians were bombing their troops there. The big issue here, the big question is, what the f*** are U.S. troops doing in Syria in the first place, Joe? Any ideas? May have something to do with the old black gold. Run the video, Augie.
Iran attacked American troops, killed a number of these troops, and he did nothing about it recently, not when he was president. Here they attacked. He said they're just having headaches. That's all it is. He didn't do a thing when they attacked him.
I'm getting a headache. Listen, this is just insane. This is insane. So actually what happened was a U.S. base, an operations base, as they call it, basically a spy base on the cusp of three countries, Iraq, Iran, I think, in Syria. And this place was operating drones, which were attacking people. And, of course, we know, Barack Obama's Sleepy Joe's puppet master in chief. He's probably the drone king when it came to bombing weddings in places like Pakistan. So, in reality, the whole project that Joe's complaining about, how dare the Iranians attack American troops in Iran? Yeah, how does that work? And of course, when it comes to Israel, the big Don is no better. He actually thinks that you should actually die for Israel. let's have a listen to Trumponian logic when it comes to the problems of the Middle East. Run the video there, Augie.
As far as Israel and Hamas, Israel's the one that wants to go. He said the only one that wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one. And you should let him go and let him finish the job. Yeah. He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian.
Been a Nikki Haley. Finish them.
But they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
Yeah. So good old Don thinks that Sleepy Joe is a bad Palestinian. How would that look, I wonder? And of course, it was only going to be a matter of time before the knives came out, the rusty screwdriver stuck in the old rib cage, you know. The boys couldn't resist the old personal attacks. And I suppose Don was one to really lay in with the knuckle duster on poor old Sleepy Joe. Check out his face on the Manchurian Candidate comment. This is just comedy gold. Run it, Augie.
He doesn't fire people. He gets paid by China. He's a Manchurian Candidate. He gets money from China. He is the worst president. He just said it about me because I said it. But look, he's the worst president in the history of
America. Can you believe this? This is sticks and stones. Look.
The worst president in history by far, and everybody knows it.
Everybody knows your Nobody likes you. Now get the hell out of here. You can't have your ball back. It's fucking unbelievably juvenile. It's incredible.
And you know what was Biden's comeback?
Yeah?
No, you.
No, it's you. Yeah. You're a liar and a fraud. You're a liar and a fraud. Yeah. This is a regressing back to the playground here. It's absolutely insane. Run the video.
I wasn't joking. Look it up. Go online. 159 or 158, don't hold me the exact
159,
50, 50. Presidential historians. They've had meetings and they voted who was the worst president in American history. One through best to worst.
Yeah.
They said he was the worst in all.
That would be like the 50 intelligence officials who said that the laptop was a fake. Right, Joe? And one of the big moments, of course, was Joe Biden. Sucker moment, you're a sucker. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker. He's a sucker. You know, I think all the mixture of all the drugs, the Adderall and the Viagra, maybe Jill just threw a bit in just for fun. He got he buzzed up on this one when Trump called his son a loser and a sucker. Run the video, Augie.
I went to the World War II cemetery. World War One cemetery. He refused to go to
World War Two. World War One.
Four-star general.
What's a, you know, a few decades?
Because they're a bunch of losers and suckers. My son was not a loser. Was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
By the way, Biden's son wasn't killed in action, so I don't know why they're talking about a military cemetery. His son died of a brain tumor. But the sad reality about the US military isn't something really to laugh about at all, particularly not in a debate between two senile old dudes in the queue for their lunch in a nursing home. In reality, the US military is facing a crisis, not just in recruitment. Over 70% of US males of military age are too fat, diabetic, or retarded to even join the army. But there's also a crisis in things like suicide. 17.5 suicides a day among veterans. And guess what? Since 9/11, four times more American troops have died from suicide and illness related to their service than in battle. And old Sleepy Joe has been very good during the debate at basically some a la carte morality, you know, the little bits you pick. Joe has some pretty dodgy skeletons in the closet. You know, all the stuff in Burisma and Ukraine, getting rid of the state prosecutor in Ukraine. Get rid of that guy. He ain't getting $1 billion from me. That's completely straight, just because, you know, forget about the fact that his son, Hunter, who, you know, sniffs gas, ended up on the board of Burisma, a huge energy company in Ukraine, and made a shit ton of money from it. So Joe has a bit of form when it comes to greasy deals, 10% for the big guy. He likes to sniff the odd chick and the odd kid. But he laid into good old Don, who, in fairness, if he was going to screw around, he at least he paid for it. Run the video.
Think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having
Joe only molest them in private
on the night?
There's a big difference.
While your wife is pregnant. I mean, what are you talking about?
Imagine someone talking like that. I got up and I would have gone and steamed that guy right in the chops.
Give him a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
I didn't have sex with a porn star. It sounds like someone else. What was that guy's name? Another dude that was in the Oval Office. I did not have sex with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And there's a rumor that his wife may be running for the presidency herself. A woman of real character. And maybe Joe has a point, though, about the big Don, you know, but not in relation to who he's screwing or not. Who gives a shit about that stuff anyway? But regarding the loyalty to his own supporters, Don was very quick during the debate, very interesting, to say that he would unleash the National Guard, basically the army, on protesters on January 6th. You know, that's an interesting way to pull in the voters, Don. Run the video, Augie.
Because I offered her 10,000 soldiers or National Guard, and she turned them down. And the mayor of, in writing, by the way, the mayor, in writing, turned it down. The mayor of D.C.
Yeah.
They turned it down. I offered 10,000 because I could see.
But in reality, do you guys believe at home that any U.S. president wouldn't actually deploy the army against their own people if it came down to it? I reckon they would. And I'm not the only one. U.S. journalists actually believe that it's likely that a specific piece of U.S. legislation could be used by Trump against his own people if the shit's the fan. And guess what? Drugs came back into discussion too. It wasn't just how many of them that old Joe had pumped himself full of. You know, you can't stay awake, kind of thing. They were both arguing about who stopped more drugs getting into the USA at the very tightly controlled border in the South. You know, you just can't get through this thing. It's absolutely watertight, right? Big Don believes that he hired the best dogs, super great, they're the best dogs ever. It's going to be great. Well, Joe believes he got the best machines and involved. Run the video, Augie.
We got great equipment. We bought the certain dog that's the most incredible thing that you've ever
seen.
It's
a super dog. We got a great dog.
We did a lot.
We got the best dog.
We were getting very low numbers.
And I wanted to make sure we use the machinery that can detect fentanyl, these big machines that roll over everything that comes across the border. And it costs a lot of money. We need those machines.
So it's dog versus machine. Well, guess what? In fairness to Sleepy Joe, seizures of fentanyl at the border, fentanyl being this terrible synthetic drug that's wreaking havoc in the U.S., seizures at the border actually doubled under his, you know, tuition or his oversight. But guess what? Something else happened. Deaths and drug overdoses also double, Joe. Inconvenient truth. So, in fact, both the dogs and the machine are boys. Absolute bullshit. Well, so as we come to the end of our assessment and our in-depth analysis of this massive debate and this huge political event of the century, not. What's actually obvious is that the choice on offer, how many people in the US, Augie?
350 million.
So out of 350 million people, the best you got to offer is Don and Sleepy Joe. Now, the Big Don did have some views on
what makes a super president, the best president.
Run it, Augie.
That I'm in very good health. I just won 2 club championships, not even senior.
How the fuck has this got anything to do with being a good president, whether you can play golf? It's absolute bullshit.
I hit the ball a long way, and I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. I think I'm in very good shape. I feel that I'm in good shape.
This is what it's about. This is what it comes to, America.
Probably a little bit lighter.
Jesus. So this is what it comes to. Two old dudes from Sunny Hills retirement home arguing with each other over Agnes in the corner. So, as the debates ended, the respective parties retreated to their rooms in a nursing home for a good bed bath. No, they didn't. They went off to their respective media outlets and their big events to tell everyone how great they'd done. Now, when it came to Sleepy Joe and Jill, his wife, it reminded me of when I was a kid and I couldn't win any races at the 9-year-old sports day in my school. But when I came home, my mum just told me I'd done absolutely brilliantly anyway, despite the fact that I completely screwed up, lost, and probably broke my leg. Run the video, Augie.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question.
You're still breathing. This is a victory. Look at his face.
Yes.
What did Trump do? You know what I love about this Jill Biden is the way she answers her own questions. You know, she'd make a great politician. So when it came to Big Don's post-debate, carnival, what did he want to talk about? You know, 40 million Americans living in poverty, a fentanyl crisis, immigration, crime on the streets, a catastrophe in Ukraine, foreign policy. Everything's falling down. Everything's falling and turning into shit in the U.S. So what do people want to talk about? Hitting a tiny little white ball, like we said. That's the important stuff. That's the thing that people are really concerned with, Augie. Run the video. come on. I mean, this is real. Oh, my God, this is just insane. As we've seen, these two old dudes, both very wealthy, both a bit low on political IQ, and the best that the old USA has to offer. It really looks like an empire in decline. And the two clowns battling over the king's chair don't offer much hope for the future. And speaking of the future, we'll be here to guide you through the clown show. I'll see you next week. What a show.